This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through January 9th, 2020. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The brightest planet, Venus, gleams in the southwest sky between sunset and 7:40 p.m. Venus will gradually grow brighter and appear higher in the sky over the next few weeks. The moon's phase waxes from first quarter on the 2nd to gibbous. Moonset is at 12:04 a.m. on the 2nd and at 6:57 a.m. on the 9th. The moon will set in time to view the peak of the first annual meteor shower of 2020, the Quadrantid, that peaks on the morning of the 4th. They can be observed between moonset at 12:58 a.m. and dawn at 5:30 a.m. From dark wilderness locations far from urban light pollution, more than 30 Quadrantid meteors per hour may be seen streaming from the northeast sky and the radiant point of the shower, located between the bright star Arcturus and Polaris, the North Star. Take a close look at the constellation Orion the Hunter. The orange star Betelgeuse, marking the shoulder on the left side of the imaginary figure, now appears fainter than it has in many years. Betelgeuse is a variable star and is located roughly 640 light-years from the Sun. While it usually appears slightly fainter than the star Procyon and Canis Minor, the small dog, it has been recorded as appearing nearly as bright as the brilliant star Capella in Auriga the Charioteer, although several times in the past, as is the case now, its brightness has dropped to nearly match that of Regulus in Leo the Lion. Past behavior of the star indicates that its brightness should soon increase. Observing and reporting the brightness of variable stars is scientifically valuable and a fun skill to learn. If you want to try your hand at observing variable stars, check out the public information page of the American Association of Variable Star Observers. The planet Mars can be seen low in the southeast sky at dawn, just above the bright orange star Antares in Scorpius the Scorpion. Antares currently appears brighter than Mars, but the two objects do share the same ruddy hue. Antares, in fact, means the rival of Mars in Greek. As Mars draws closer to its approach to Earth in October, it will gradually appear to brighten until it vastly outshines Antares. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, January 4th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Follow the Sky Report, Allspace Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.